Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, wellness, health, freedom, liberation, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We are very fortunate to be joined by Sandra Kyle. Sandra Kyle is joining us via Skype in the North Island of New Zealand. And Sandra is a music teacher, and she is the singing vegan, and she is a volunteer with the Animal Justice Party in New Zealand, working with the executive and policy committees and the volunteer coordinator. And she does work with the SAVE movement. She's an author. She's a speaker. She does all of this at 75 years young. She's amazing. I am greatly honored. Welcome, Sandra, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. I love your introduction.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for all you do. Wow. Oh, also your radio show, too. So we're going to be hearing about your radio show, Safe and Sound, of which you were a finalist in the New Zealand Radio Awards. But first, before we start with that, I would love to hear how you got the name The Singing Vegan.
Well, I've been playing piano since I was about 7 years old, and I've always liked to sing, although my voice these days is somewhat croaky, I must admit. So I've been doing slaughterhouse vigils for the SAVE movement for around 9 years. Probably about 8 years ago, I came across a truck on the side of the road that was filled with sheep. And the driver had driven off to collect more sheep to take to the slaughterhouse. So that meant that I could spend a bit of time with them. And I reached my hand in to the truck, and I was patting them and talking to them. And I think I was just filled with so much compassion and love for them that I just spontaneously started to sing to them, I guess in the way that a mother might sing a lullaby to a child. And as I lived in India for several, at different stages over the years, I learned some mantras. I started to sing them a mantra, which I actually intended to be a blessing on their souls, but it seemed to calm them down, and they responded well to it. So when I can get close enough to trucks or slaughterhouse pens now, I still sing to the cows and sheep and pigs that I see. And, you know, with some at least, it does have a calming effect, and we make a real connection. I remember probably about 5 years ago, I had eye contact with a steer at the back of a truck for about 10 minutes because it took a while to unload the animals. And when this particular steer got to the top of the ramp before going down into the slaughterhouse, he looked straight back at me, looked straight at my eyes as if to say, "Can't you help me?" And of course, I couldn't. And that's one of the most agonizing things about doing slaughterhouse vigils.
Here's Sandra Kyle.
Hello, babies.
In early 2024.
Hello, babies.
Singing to bovines waiting to be slaughtered in New Zealand.
Shanti. Mangala Kali, Bhadra Kali Kapalini, Durga Kshama Shiva Dhatri.
Thank you, Sandra. It is heartbreaking. Oh, and thank you for comforting them and showing them love.
Mm.
Means a lot. And I remember seeing a photograph of you up on a ladder so that you could sing to the bovines, because, of course, the terrible industry of slaughter tries to keep it all hidden from the public. And here you are up on a ladder so that you can see them and they can see you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I always have the ladder in my car.
Seems to have gone. See, guys, it's all like babies. It's all like babies. I'll be here for a little while with you. You're not alone. You're not alone, babies.
Love to hear about your radio show, Safe and Sound.
Yeah, well, I no longer do it. I did it for about 4.5 years, and it started because I just walked into a community radio station and asked if I could broadcast an animal rights show. At that stage in New Zealand, there were no other animal rights radio shows, and so they said yes. So for 4.5 years, I did what you do now. I produced and presented Safe and Sound and interviewed many well-known people, both in New Zealand and overseas, including Peter Singer, Philip Wallen, Joey Carbstrong, Mark Becker, Wayne Shawn, Gail Eismitz, Jean Bao, so many other well-known vegans, animal rights people internationally. It was well received, and it was a finalist in the New Zealand Radio Awards in 2018. But hats off to you, Marlene. I appreciate the amount of work it takes and the time that you must have to put in every week to produce Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Sandra. Yes, and I didn't realize that we have that in common. That's how I started Vegan Nation also. I walked into the community radio station and said, hey, can I do a vegan show? And here we are. So thank you, sister.
Wow. Welcome, sister.
And could you please tell us more about the non-vegan attitude and practices that are in New Zealand that we might not be aware of here in the States?
Well, violence towards other animals is endemic in every nation on earth and has been since forever, as we know. And it's the same in New Zealand. And of course, here in New Zealand, we're a farming country. Primarily, it wounds my heart that in this day and age, in the 21st century, we can be slitting the throats of other sentient beings second after second, minute after minute, day after day, decade after decade, in unimaginable numbers for our food when we don't have to, when there are plenty of alternatives. And as far as examples of violence towards animals here in New Zealand you may not be aware of, I think of the way we treat our non-Indigenous species here. We use cruel 1080 and other poisons to kill possums, stoats, and other animals. But the thing is that the general public have been indoctrinated to hate animals like possums, and this is promoted by our Department of Conservation. So we have a situation in rural New Zealand where schools often have gala days where there's a prize for the child and their family who bring in the most dead possums, stoats, cats, etc. And then they have competitions such as toss the poss and dress the poss, other really disrespecting of the dead animals' bodies kind of activities. And just a couple of years ago, a friend of mine documented joeys who were found in the pouches of the dead possum mums being drowned by children in a vat of water. So this is the way we teach children, that violence and speciesism are normal and we perpetuate the cycle of persecution and killing of other animals.
Listening to Sandra Kyle, and this recording is shared from her social media page, and she writes, quote, "When I am tired and can't think of what else I can do to help, I often just go to the keyboard and play something. This is one of my favorite songs of all times. Appreciate all your work and activism and your volunteer heart, and I would love to hear about the Animal Justice Party."
Oh, yeah. Well, if you were to ask me, what person are you least like, I would say I'm least like a politician. But because of my love of animals and because a group of my friends wanted to do something about helping animals, particularly, I became an early member of the HAP. We're very new still. We've only been registered a year, but we're already making a difference. I'm so proud of what we've achieved so far. We're the only really true voice for animals in the country. We don't want to improve animal welfare or mitigate animal exploitation. Our aim is to abolish it. We've got three marvellous people in our leadership structure. I think you've interviewed one of them, Rob McNeil. He's our executive president. It's a very collaborative and cooperative culture, and we work really well as a team. We're all volunteers, of course. Nobody gets paid. I'm really proud of our policy team. We've got about 40 policies on everything from banning factory farming to greyhound racing, from live export to transitioning New Zealand to a plant-based economy. This is particularly dear to my heart. It would be just amazing if a farming nation such as New Zealand could be the first country to transition to plant-based agriculture.
We're listening to Sandra Kyle via Skype in the North Island of New Zealand. Sandra's a vegan activist. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Sandra Kyle. This is a song from Will Tuttle's album, Animal Songs. Chicken Song. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Sandra Kyle in New Zealand. Thanks again, Sandra, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's a pleasure, Marlene.
Sandra, could you please tell us some details about the egg industry? Because I realize a lot of people do not know that hens, chicken hens, have been genetically manipulated to excessively ovulate 300 times a year instead of perhaps a clutch twice every year of 12 or 20 eggs. And of course, they were genetically manipulated by agriculture scientists. Oh, you really need to realize how we have been duped and fooled, where the truth has been hidden from us by, you know, education, by religion, etc., not telling us the truth. And that's just one piece of what happens with the violence and the injustice in the egg industry.
Yeah. I've got four rescue chickens in my backyard. They're voider chickens bred for meat and not layer hens. But I've come to know how marvelous that they are. They've got wonderful personalities. And as far as poor layer hens are concerned, as you say, they've been genetically tampered with. And after a hellish life where they have to lay hundreds of eggs a year instead of, what, a dozen, or how it would have been initially, they're spent at 18 months, and then they go off to the most horrendous slaughter methods in slaughterhouses. All of the chickens in New Zealand come from hatcheries, and in these hatcheries, 50% will be males. Approximately 50% will be males, and those males are not going to be able to lay eggs, so they're immediately put on a conveyor belt and sent off into a set of swirling blades where they're macerated alive. And this is done in the millions the world over every single year, and it's the same in most countries, I think. It's just appalling. Eggs used to be one of my favourite foods before I became vegan. But now I couldn't eat an egg for the life of me, knowing, as you say, it's part of the animal's body. But also what we do to the little chicks is just completely wrong.
We're listening to Sandra Kyle, a vegan activist in the North Island of New Zealand. And at this moment, we're listening to The Chicken Song by Will Tuttle. Your connection with India?
I've been going backwards and forwards to India for over 30 years. In the early years, I was staying in ashrams. I was a yoga teacher and was very interested in Indian philosophy and religion. But right from my very first trip, I was aware of the most distressing state of the street animals. The dogs are most visible, but also the wandering cows, the cats, goats, and other animals, and how many of them were starving. They were sick, diseased, injured, lonely, depressed, nameless, loveless, and I could never forget them. And although I used to feed them myself, I promised myself that one day I would try to do something for them. And it took a while, but a couple of years ago, I started a little non-profit specifically to help Indian street animals. I called it Project Karuna. Karuna means compassion. And now we raise money for people who I have met personally, who I know are doing good work.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you very much. And what other projects do you have?
What projects am I working on? Oh, I'm always working on something. There's the AJP work, and I belong to the Save Movement and other groups. I have a plant-based treaty stall every week at our local market here in Whanganui. I'm also writing a book about my last trip to India to dispense funds for Project Karuna. And I'm really hoping that will help raise awareness of the problem and help to implement some solutions.
Thank you, Sandra. And can you please share with us some information about food, vegan food?
My staples would just be whole breads and soups. I like soups even in summer. Steamed vegetables, stir fries and pasta, and they're all sort of pretty quick and easy. But I do like to make the meals more tasty by pairing sauces, and having lived in India, I quite like curries, so I make little curry sauces, and I'd even like to try some Thai sauces. Thai sauces are really yummy too. I sprinkle nutritional yeast over my veggies, even if they're just steamed veggies, with some nutritional yeast on top. It gives them a lovely cheesy, nutty flavour, and of course it's very healthy as well. I'm also aware that fermented foods are good in your diet, and so I've been including more vegan yogurt and pickles and drinking miso soup as well. I think they're all very healthy options.
That's great to hear. Thank you, Sandra. We're coming to a close on the interview for today, Sandra. What additional messages do you have for our listeners, and then any other information you'd like to share, such as contact information or websites?
I'm very optimistic, Marlene, that we will have our vegan world. Veganism is the zeitgeist, I believe. All over the world, we're seeing the word vegan become mainstream, the amount of vegan products in supermarkets and restaurants, options growing, and so many things are coming together, I think, to lead to the end of animal exploitation in our lifetime and to usher in a vegan world. So even though our work is hard, and I think we need to remember that we are making a difference. We're making a huge difference. We're helping to transform the whole planet. I think we can proceed with optimism and faith that our goals will be achieved. Should I give my Facebook number?
Yes.
It's Sandra Isabel Kyle, I-S-O-B-E-L, Sandra Isabel Kyle. And I've also got a page for my project, Karuna, K-A-R-U-N-A. On Instagram, I'm Sandra_Kyle22. And I have a little website called Mesa Flegrais.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sandra. Again, thank you for all you do, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's been an honor. Thank you, Marlene, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
And now the Animal Justice Party is on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, it's Animal Justice Party, Aotearoa, New Zealand. Aotearoa is the Maori name for New Zealand. So that's Aotearoa. New Zealand. And on Insta, it's Animal Justice New Zealand. But I think the main thing for me is that I believe that this is my purpose in life, that I was born to do this work. I think there are a lot of us who were born to do this work and are here to herald in our vegan world. And our world does need to transform. The violence that we see happening all over the world at the moment, I believe, has its roots in the violence we practice towards other animals, and practices that are endorsed by state and church. But when we rid the earth of the quantum vibrations from all of the killing that we do, in the trillions every year of other sentient beings, of other animals, and learn to coexist peacefully and loving with them, then we are ushering in a world without wars. I truly believe this.
Behind a steel door, behind the concrete and barbed wire, sentenced to darkness, sentenced to living death, the warehouse merchandise. Living commodities, tethered to grating and the what?
thanks to Sandra Kyle in the North Island of New Zealand. And we're listening to Ellie Sarti, much thanks to Ellie, with her song Everything Comes Around. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a beautiful, harmonious, lovely day.
Under the heavens, we pray for mercy in our lives. And under our hands, can we show no mercy for those lives we
Thanks for joining us, and thank you for your understanding. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Thanks to Sandra Kyle for her beautiful keyboard music that we heard earlier in the program. And again, this is Ellie Sarti in Worcester, Massachusetts. Everything comes around.